It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Mtukuda, good afternoon to you. Welcome. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us today.
Good afternoon, my brother. Good afternoon, listeners, wherever you are. God bless you. God be with us as we discuss this important question.
Thank you very much, Pastor. So our question for today is, as a country becomes more economically developed, people tend to leave religion behind. Is this statement true?
Yeah, it's very true. When a country is economically developed, people they tend to have a false sense of security. Oh. People they tend to be self-dependent. They think all is well. Now we can do whatever we please that pleases us.
Okay.
So it's very true that people they drift away from God and try something else.
So I'm going to be playing devil's advocate as usual there, Pastor. We have seen lots and lots of men in Scripture. For example, Job, he became very economically viable in the land of Uz. He was the wealthiest man. The land of Uz was wealthy because of Job, but he never left God. He never walked away. Surely that men may not be applicable all the time.
Yes, we have so many Bible characters as our example today. Like the one you mentioned, we saw Job after chapter 1, chapter 2. Everything that he has been lost. He lost almost everything that he had except his wife. And Job is still clinging to God. I like it most when Job comes to the book of Job, chapter 19, verses 25. He says, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth."
Right.
"And at the end of the day, he shall stand up."
Yes.
I like the word that is used there. I know that my Redeemer, Redeemer means Goel in Hebrew. Goel means a kinsman. So Job is saying, after I've lost everything, I know that my Redeemer liveth. So one thing that we should put in mind is we may lose everything that we have, and God is still God. In the valley, in the mountain, God is still God.
So the reason why I gave the example of Job, Pastor, is an example that appears to contradict the statement you're saying is indeed true. The statement says, as a country becomes more economically developed, people tend to leave religion behind. And I'm suggesting to you that Job, though he was economically developed, he never, as a person, he never left religion behind. And I'm suggesting perhaps it is not true. Your response there.
Okay, I hear you. Yeah. I hear you. Yeah, it all depends with your... How deeper are your roots in God?
Okay.
Like, this man, for instance, we hear in Job chapter 1, there was a man in the land of Uz, and the man was upright and feared God and shunned evil.
Mm.
So it is Job's character. It is the relationship that Job had with God that made him to stand even in times of adversity. So it seems as if many of us, our roots are not deep. They are on a shallow ground. So
yeah.
we tend to forget God when things goes well for us. And if we can put statistics to it, you can find out that not many. We have heard of Demas in the New Testament.
Right.
And Paul is saying, Demas have left me. He has fallen in favor with the things of this world. So when some are prosperous, when some enjoy God's blessings or prosperity, they tend to forget who God is and follow some other things. So I'm agreeing at the same time I'm disagreeing. It's just a few, we find a few like Job who can stand on principle when things fall apart.
Well, I want to give you another example, the example of Abraham. Abraham is known to be a very, very wealthy man. I say very, very wealthy because not only did he have his own wealth, but he had an army. We are told of a story, which is one story that always buzzes in my head. He had an army. He had people, over 300 men, trained men, who were just whose job was just to pick up arms and go fight. And that was when he had to go and defend and recoup and get his nephew Lot, who was abducted. And therein lies my issue there. He never left God. He was so wealthy, he had a standing army of over 300 men, trained men. These were not agriculturalists. These were not shepherds or nannies. These were men whose jobs were purely to fight. They were trained men, the Bible says. So if he had men, money to sustain 300 men and their families, just in case there comes a time of war, let alone the men, the employees he had. That implies he was very wealthy. He was self-sufficient. And I'm suggesting to you again, as a man who was wealthy, very economically developed and viable, he did not leave religion. It is his religion that kept him together. And I'm suggesting perhaps the statement, based on these two examples and more, if we continue, a statement is false. Okay. Your response, Pastor.
All right. Let me put a disclaimer there. It is not the empty cup that we have difficulties carrying.
Right.
It is the cup full of brim that must be carried carefully.
Right.
So I agree with you. Let me again advance to you a statement that is in the book, Counsels to the Church.
Mm.
It says, affliction and adversity may cause sorrow, but it is prosperity that is in most dangerous, unless the human subject is in contact submission to the will of God. Unless he is satisfied by the truth, prosperity will surely arouse the natural inclination to presumption. So I'm again admitting and saying Job and Abraham were a particular group. These guys, let me say, they were extraordinary. They are not like men of us. They still stood with God, and they in times of adversity and perplexity, they had their roots in God. But also we have some examples of people who would not stand in the Bible, who were not able to stand. We saw that prophet Balaam, when he was bought with those nations. He was a prophet, and when money came, when prosperity came, he could not stand on principle. He abandoned his principle, and he got along, or he sided with those who were against God. So I'm saying, yeah, we have people who stood in the Bible, who were faithful even in times of adversity, like in the example that you have lasted to give me. It was just Lot who was adopted with those guys, but Abraham followed and he rescued his nephew. So I'm saying, yeah, it may seem to be just it was not something big, but in the sense, Abraham was very religious. This is my point that I'm trying to drive home. Abraham was religious. He could stand. We saw him standing in many ways. He was told by God, take your only begotten son and go and sacrifice for him. And he did that because Abraham was outstanding in faith. I also want to admit that we are in a great controversy. And the devil is also using riches. There was this topic that we were discussing yesterday that I did not conclude. But we see the devil is presenting riches to the people, so that when people are rich, they tend to forget who God is. And I also gave an example yesterday of the book of Proverbs chapter 30 verses 7, where Solomon, the wisest man, is saying, two things that I have asked of the Lord, that do not deny me before I'm dead, and don't give me too much, don't give me too little, so that if I'm full, I say who is God. If I'm poor and I steal and I put your name into repute. So these are the examples, and it's true that many people, like what the question is alluding to, many people, they tend to forget God. They go far and they forget even to pray because of riches.
So the statement says, as a country becomes more economically developed, people tend to leave religion behind. Is it the economic development that causes them to leave religion behind? Or is it the lack of having a proper and a healthy relationship with God?
Thank you very much. For now, you are drawing closer now. It starts with, let me say, like I read yesterday, there's a text in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6. I'll read it again so that it will give us some direction. Now godliness with contentment is great gain. When someone is satisfied, when someone is content with the little things that he has, he is likely to stand when God gives him abundance or gives him a lot of things, he's able to stand, because he stood when he had little. He can also stand when he has got much. So I totally agree with you that it is our relationship with God that matters. We need to develop our relationship without these riches, or without being economically big, so to say, to speak. And if we have a good relationship with God, then that means when God gives us more things, we are able to stand and we are able to know who God is. I like it most when in the book of Romans chapter 8, Paul says, let me also quickly read that one. I love that text. Verses 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or a sword? As it is written, okay, now let me end there. So Paul is stating all these things that can separate people from God. He was also identifying famine. He's also identifying nakedness. Are you also identifying a sword, distress? He's saying all these things will not remove us from God. So I'm saying, I'm agreeing, it is the relationship that matters. When we are strong today in times of need, then we are likely to stand when we are in abundance.
Yeah, so how will I know that I am the weak type? I will leave God when I'm rich. Is there a way of knowing, Pastor?
Yeah, the Bible says he who is faithful in little things is also faithful in big things. So it is our attitude that matters at the end of the day. It is today that we see how we conduct ourselves, that we see how someone conducts himself. It determines his tomorrow, that he is going to stand. Jeremiah says, if you fail to run with those that run with foot, and how are you going to run with those that run with
horsemen?
So we will not run with horsemen if we fail to run with our fellow men today. So let's practice it today.
Nice.
Faith is good to be practiced. We can practice faith today before we get to difficult time. So the time is now. It's, Christianity is a journey. We can't be there, but we start little and little,
Got
and
it.
until we are grown.
Lovely. Pastor, have a wonderful day. I got it. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, my brother. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you, viewers. Thank you, listeners. God bless you.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.